Ishmael Bea is haunted by dreams of his past life as a child soldier in Sierra Leone.
You know, a repeat or replay of things that either I participated in doing to somebody or I watched being done to somebody that I didn't find disturbing then, or running away from the war, or, you know, dreams of being shot and different things.
A bloody civil war broke out in Sierra Leone in 1991, and rebel groups killed Ishmael's entire family. When he was 13, government troops pressed him into service as a boy soldier. For most of the next 3 years, he was fed a steady diet of a cocaine and gunpowder mixture called Brown Brown, along with violent Hollywood movies. When he and the other child soldiers were sufficiently pumped up, they went on brutal killing sprees. Ishmael, who is now 26 years old, recounts the violent life he left behind in a new book called A Long Way Gone, Memoirs of a Boy Soldier, which is number 4 on the New York Times list of bestsellers. Sales are also being helped by Starbucks, which is selling the book in its coffee shops around the country. It is also making a donation to UNICEF for every book sold. After going through a UNICEF rehabilitation program, Ishmael was adopted by an American family and in 1998 moved to New York City, which was the source of the rap music he loved as a young boy in Sierra Leone.
I was drawn to hip-hop music because of the poetry in it, and my first rap video that I ever saw was, you know, the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. I was 8.
I said the hip hop, the hip hop, you don't stop the rockin' to the bang bang boogie, say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
You know, for me growing up in Sierra Leone, where my first, second and third language was not English at all, so learning English only in school, and having come to believe that the black person does not speak English, it's not their language, and seeing somebody speaking is so versatile and so fast was really appealing to me.
I got style for this and a little black book. It's filled with rhymes and I know you want to look. But the thing that separates you from me, and that is gold originality.
He remembers his parents encouraged his efforts to learn English. They just didn't want him to learn it from American rap music.
So the sucker MCs can fight all night. I take a chop, y'all. A beat.
Yeah, Shakespeare, because of the British colonial heritage there. And so, you know, I remember my father saying to me, why don't you listen to the BBC News, because this is really the best kind of English you can have, not this one.
Now Ishmael speaks English fluently and says he is lucky to be in New York. He said many of his friendships have been formed through sports like soccer, but that especially when he first came to the United States, he often did not talk about many of his own experiences.
Most of the friends that I knew told me a lot about themselves, but I would almost tell them nothing about me, you know. So in that sense, there was a very slow pace of how my friendship developed with certain people.
At the same time, he was interested to see how some of his classmates in the United States show off to each other.
And, you know, I understood certain people in school would pretend that they were tough or that they lived in New York, they were hard in this. And I just knew that they didn't really know what violence is and what it does to people.
Ishmael appears to have settled into his new life. He says he believes the way to heal from war is not to completely forget everything, but to learn to live with the past and to transform the experiences into something positive.
But I think my life before the war, during the war, and after the war is what makes me who I am. You know, I cannot live without any of them, you know. It shapes my view. It makes me appreciate life more. It makes me not want to know what violence is. And so, and that's me. That's the Ishmael you get, nothing more.
Ishmael graduated from Oberlin College in 2004. He continues to speak publicly about his experiences and is establishing a foundation to help other children traumatized by war. His first project will involve former child soldiers in Sierra Leone, a country he still considers his home. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Washington.